Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
The Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness is an essential professional resource and the journal of record on issues related to blindness and vision loss. Subscribe now and get immediate access to news from the field, current research and best practice information, and a calendar of events. For more information, go to www.jvib.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're calling this the Year of Braille at CSUN 2016, and we have another of the new Braille technologies right here at the Dot Corporation booth. Eric Kim is the founder and CEO of Dot, and he's here to tell me about the smartwatch and much more. Eric, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Hey, nice to meet you.
So I am wearing a prototype of this Dot smartwatch, so tell me what I'm wearing here.
All right, so this is a Braille smartwatch. So you can just simply imagine it like an Apple Watch. It's a small watch, but it has a braille display, like 4 cells on it, and it's an active braille cell, so it kind of tracks your fingers, so it automatically refresh whatever content. So you, after you pair with your smartphone, you can, you know, of course you can check time, you know, without the smartphone, but after you pair with the smartphone, you can check messages or any kind of notification like Facebook, Twitter, or, you know, anything.
So how are these, you would normally pair with Bluetooth and things like that, or?
Yes.
So how would, 4 cells, I mean, some people would say, well, okay, how can you really fit in 4 cells? So how are you going to read a notification or a Facebook thing with 4 cells?
So what our software team really focused right now, and also our test members, are making a reading experience more smoother in 4 cells without any kind of problems. So what we are trying to do right now is, like, you know, short sentences, like, you know, 2 lines would be no problem to read here. So that's what we are making right now for the software.
Okay. So will it work with iPhone and Android, or just iPhone, or?
Oh, yeah, both supported.
So how are you driving this? Are you going to have your own app, or would it be using existing apps in the tech? Where does the technology lie? Is it within inside the watch? Is it within an app, or is it both?
On the watch, the hardware part is core thing, but actually we have an app, Dot app, so you can download on your smartphone, like iPhone or Android device, and after you connect it, you can, you know, set up like which kind of apps you like to get notified, you know, or which apps you want to like connect, like calendar or, you know, other apps. After that, you get that notified, and then it has a three buttons here.
Okay.
So one is, two is push buttons.
And these are on the side.
Yeah.
The round buttons.
Yeah. In the middle, there's a joke dial that you can scroll. So with that joke dial, you can like navigate the menu like time or messages and those kind of things.
It's like a volume knob, kind of. You're scrolling it right and left. So it sticks out like a round circle, but then you can scroll it.
Yes.
And I think you press on it as well, or no, you can just scroll it.
Yeah, and you can push the up and down button here. Uh-huh. So for example, if you're on the time menu, you can scroll to the time menu, and then you can go up and down to set up the menu, and then you can click this down button a little bit longer, and then you can set up.
So this functionality is right baked into the watch. It wouldn't even need to be paired to the phone for it to sort of tell you the time, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're doing some different Braille display technology. It's not the standard piezo. So tell us a little bit about how you're driving the watch here.
All right, so you mean how did
the Braille, yes.
So I did 2 startups in Seattle and Silicon Valley. So I was I really just like business, you know, at the time, but I was also a student in University of Washington, and I became going to like Christian community in there, and then I found a lot of blind friends in there, and especially for a girlfriend. So and after that, I realized some of the obstacles that, you know, it was kind of expensive, especially for reading, like, you know, Braille display,
yes,
and all other device. I didn't understand why this is expensive than my MacBook and those kind of things. So I started to bring like Silicon Valley experience here to making innovative products and making innovative technology, so that I formed a team in University of Washington and then bring them to the South Korea, and then we hired some more engineers in there, which They work in totally other fields, like, you know,
right,
speaker, you know, industry and those kind of things, but they are experts in actuators, so we could develop the actuators that actually 90% cheaper, 90% smaller than existing piezoelectric technology.
So, and you realize this after doing some of this research, there's a lot of people in this space right now that are trying to change Braille displays and make them a lot cheaper. So how do you think you fit in, or how is yours different from the other ones that are in the room here?
Well, it's really simple. We success to commercialize it. So that's one big difference. You know, just developing it or, you know, commercializing is totally different words. We developed and we're also ready to commercialize.
You're looking at applying this technology. I'm wearing the watch, but you're also demoing perhaps a larger Braille display, right?
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
Talk about that for a second.
All right. We called it DotPad. We're thinking to 16 by 16 Braille cells or 20 by 20. It is full of Braille display like a Kindle. You know, you can imagine like Kindle and with the full display. What this can do is, of course, you can read like Braille books here, or, you know, you can bring the graphics here, you can web surf with the images here, but most importantly, it's a smart device, so you can connect this device to your smartphone, whatever, or you can add a SIM card here, you can using it as like own device. So you can use it for like, you know, when you call Uber, you can see like where the car are.
On the map.
Yeah, on the map. Those kind of smart things will be available here.
What are you looking at for the cost for the watch and then also for the pad?
You know, I started this company based on the mission that making affordable Braille display. So our aiming is lower and lower, but until now our technology achieved the price point of the watch, $290.
$290.
And the pad, even if it has a lot of sales, we are aiming under $900.
Okay. So what's the timeline? You're showing this here at CSUN for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little ways to go until it's going to be released, but what's the future of this? So when might someone be able to buy one of these watches?
All right. So for the watches, on August, the mass production is going to start. So we are actively looking the testers right now in, you know, throughout the United States, nationally. We are please apply our testers. We're going to test our watches as many as we can, so we're gonna make a lot of software features based on that feedbacks, and especially for the pad, we are in the R&D stage right now, and we're gonna start testing like early next year, maybe, you know,
okay,
like early testing, but serious testing gonna start on like after March next year.
For the pad?
Yeah, for the pad.
So the watch comes first. If people want to get more information, and perhaps are you looking for testers, you said, as well? Or
yeah, testers.
How can people get more information or get in contact with you?
So please, you know, through email. You can just send, you know, with your name and, you know, briefly, you know, introduce yourself and as a testers, you know.
Okay.
And where you live, those kind of things. So our email is dot@dotincorp.com, dot@dotincorp.com. It's really simple. dot@dotincorp.com. You can send any mails here and we will reply back to you about our tester.
And that's your website as well?
Yes, our website is www.dotincorp.com. So dotincorp.com.
And you're on socials as well, on Twitter and
yeah, we are on the Facebook. You can find on Facebook and also on Twitter you can follow smart.braille.
Okay, great. We definitely look forward to following this, and we'll keep people updated as it evolves. Thank you so much, Eric, for coming on.
All right, my last words is, you know, Braille industry has not changed for 20 years, not many changes, but we really want to become an Apple in this industry.
Right.
That's ambitious, we like it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
All right.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.